Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to do a song here, ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the prettiest goddamn love songs I've heard in my life, man. I'll tell you. No, it is. It's just one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard in my life. I've never sung it. I've never recorded it. I never liked the damn thing until I found out. Damn, I got a toothache. Until I found out the story behind why it was written, and then I really didn't like it because I don't like that type of stuff. So for next song, no. Now, this is a true story of a song. It's been around for a long time. Try to take this belt out, really. It's going to cut me, castrate me, do something, you know. Really, I can't do that. I got things to do and places, you know, places to go and other tours and things and secret cities and chicks and all that jazz, you know. Look, I just can't. Be careful. Be careful, son. Be careful. Don't get it caught in the cord. I'll die, you know. Electrocute my ass. And excuse me, folks. I just mumbled. Oh! Damn, it's that tight. You cut off my hair, man. I can't sing. You know, I sing from down in the gut. You need around two souls. You'll never get up here.
Wow.
What?
Hell. The Don and Mike Show.
Exactly. What?
Get ready for Ding Dong and Goat Screw.
Here we are.
Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And Elvis D-Day.
Seven lonely days.
Our show at Westwood One.
Towns ago,
brought to you today by Ford.
I reached out.
Visit addictedtokelly.com for all the latest Kelly Clarkson tour info, as well as exclusive video. Your chance to win Kelly Clarkson's Mustang GT convertible. It's brought to you by Ford.
Ford, baby.
All right, there you go, Kong. And now let's see. Elvis still dead?
Yes.
Mike, I believe you did request Elvis and Richard Simmons now.
Yes, that's a new one. I don't remember that one.
Kentucky back road.
It's not really juicy,
but it's interesting.
Well, it's about Elvis and food.
Good.
Ah,
perfect.
Did he solicit the help of Richard Simmons?
No, sir. It's a shorty. Here we go.
Like Richard Simmons. Huh.
This orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, was voted by Billboard magazine.
Hold on, I gotta get the music in. We got so many goddamn.
Man, help me! This thing's gonna castrate me, Jack.
In your shoe soles.
I just want to. Okay. Hey, ow!
All right, there's that thing, Rob. Okay, so here's the music for the Elvis stuff.
Oh, good.
Ah.
Health and like a Christmas album.
Health and fitness guru Richard Simmons. Sold candy as a youngster in New Orleans.
Sure.
In 1958, Elvis was there filming King Creole.
Hey.
While walking around Bourbon Street one day, he bumped into the young Richard Simmons. Elvis asked what kind of candy he was selling. Richard Simmons told them they were pralines.
Ah.
Elvis claimed they were his favorites. Elvis found them fresh and delicious.
Man, these are fresh and delicious, Jack.
He ended up buying every box that Simmons had.
Of course he did.
18 boxes of pralines.
Oh, it's interesting how they liked each other. Was he wearing the candy striped shorts?
What Elvis didn't know was that he was Richard Simmons' very first customer. The young man could not believe his luck.
Right.
The next day, armed with 18 more boxes of pralines, he was on the same street corner when Elvis came by for a refill.
Of course. Man, I can't stop eating these. There is Elvis's eating to excess.
Richard Simmons and Elvis continued this dance for 6 days.
Wow. Jesus, 18, but well, they must have been little boxes.
No,
they were big, like pound size.
Right. On the last day,
moving boxes.
Richard Simmons remembers standing in the street with his box of 18 pralines, waiting for Elvis.
Hey.
Wow. Well, you never heard that one before.
And then he burst into tears and got fat.
Didn't know they.
And the rest is history.
Yep, and. Now let's move on to, how about puking Elvis?
Yeah, all right, very good.
In a scene for a movie, King Creole,
right.
Actor Walter Matthau hits Elvis with a chair. after getting into a fake staged fight.
Right.
The scene was rehearsed once, and then the director called for a take. Walter Matthau picked up the chair and broke it over Elvis's back.
Elvis, you marry, I'm going to get you, Elvis. Memsy.
Elvis pulled himself up. Hold on. I don't think we've heard this one before.
No.
Innocing for... Turn that off.
Yeah, you know, I like it with at least fainter in the background so I can hear the stories.
Well, you know, who put the other music in? He's just trying to mix it up.
I shouldn't have said nothing.
Just trying to mix it up.
I'm just in. This is a new one, and we don't get to hear those.
In a scene for King Creole. Yeah. Walter Matthau hits Elvis with a chair after getting into a fight at the club in Bourbon Street. The scene was rehearsed once. The director called for a take. Walter Matthau picked up the chair and broke it over Elvis's back. Elvis pulled himself up, started gagging, and began to vomit uncontrollably.
Oh, my God. Wow. It's like his body went into shock. Yeah.
7 to 8 minutes of projectile vomiting later, Elvis's fit passed. He got up and drank a glass of water.
Why are you puking, Elvis?
Director Michael Curtis called for a break, but Elvis said he was fine. He would redo the scene after he changed his clothes.
I'm not going to hit you with that chair again, Elvis.
The director asked him if he was sure, and Elvis said, I'm fine, but I will be glad to get into the army where it is safe.
Oh, that's just a little Elvis humor.
That's a joke from Elvis.
Later that night, the crew and cast got together to reshoot the scene. Walter Matthau rehearsed with Elvis. The director called for the take. For the second time, Walter Matthau picked up the chair and broke it over Elvis's back.
Okay.
Elvis immediately started gagging.
Jesus!
And began to vomit uncontrollably.
That's, you know, no explanation, right?
No.
They just leave it at that. All I did was put a chair over his back and he began to puke. What's he puking for, Presley? What the heck? Wish he'd been alive and love to see him in grumpy old man. Presley!
Hold on a second. Okay, here's another short one I bet you've not heard before.
That cake was murder.
Elvis? Elvis detested his role of Arabian playboy in 1965's Harem Scarum.
Oh.
He was required to wear a chic outfit for the part, and he was hesitant about wearing the costume.
Really?
When he tried it on, however, he liked what he saw.
Sure.
Elvis later said the outfit made him feel regal and distinct.
Uh-huh.
He loved the costume so much, he wore it to and from the studio every day.
That's all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to seriously picture a Hollywood star doing that today. I don't think that would happen. Imagine you're driving down the streets in L.A. and you see a sheik go by, you know, and it's Elvis Presley.
People who knew him said he was silly. Those who didn't recognize him thought he was crazy.
Right.
Elvis did not care what anybody thought.
No, he didn't. He's Elvis.
He wore the costume out. Oh, he wore the costume out. And the studio had to fit it with an extra one, used only for filming.
Okay. Now, you want to know why he did that? Because he could.
Right.
Right there where the studio gives him another outfit to wear when he goes out.
The king.
That's good. Can you imagine just sitting in a restaurant and Elvis comes walking in that outfit? This is the part of Elvis that you can't help but love.
Right.
All right. This one I think we have heard before, but... As long as we're on the topic of Elvis, early Elvis, before bloated Elvis. This
right.
would be like 1958, 66-ish Elvis.
Right around the Army Elvis.
In the early 60s, Elvis developed a chronic foot odor problem.
Yeah, oh dear.
That could not be controlled.
Can't control it, Jack.
Elvis had no time to do his laundry while he was touring.
Oh.
So at the end of the day,
oh dear,
he would throw his sour-smelling socks into his suitcase.
Oh.
After several weeks, about 2 dozen rancid socks were stuffed in his luggage. When he got home, he handed the bag over to his mom, Gladys. She opened the suitcase and nearly collapsed from the stench.
Right. Oh, my boy!
Wearing a bandana over her nose and rubber gloves on her hands, she filled a large basin with water and extra soap and washed Elvis's socks.
So he's a major rock star, but she's still, you know, that's back before they had a washing machine.
Right. How anyone with smelly feet, with feet this smelly, could not have the brains to wash and powder his feet was beyond Gladys. She made sure Elvis knew that. She said, "Son, your feet stink.
Son!
Never bring me another load of your putrid socks to wash."
Good for Gladys.
Elvis did not heed the warning.
You know what they call that?
What?
They call that tough love.
Yeah. Yes.
The next time he brought home another load hidden in his suitcase.
Tough love and cotton panties.
Gladys dumped the luggage on the curb for the garbage men to take.
Go, girl.
When Elvis complained, Gladys told him he could wash his socks himself if he wanted them that badly.
Yeah, wash them socks yourself if you're gonna put them in my stinky house.
Early the next morning, the garbage men tossed the suitcase into their truck. To the day he died, Elvis had chronic foot odor.
Wow. Now, you got to think later on, till the day he died, what those dogs must have smelled like in 1977.
It wasn't blue suede.
Pretty great.
His mom said, "Elvis, I'm not washing your socks." "This is Mrs. Gladys Presley."
And then she hit him with a chair.
"Stop your puking."
And as you know, with Elvis, there's really only one germ, Mike.
One germ?
There's only one germ, and that germ is the enemy.
This orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, was voted by Billboard magazine in the last 2 years the number one orchestra of the year. You know, just...
The germ?
Fortunate to get that done.
Is the enemy.
No, I'm going to get... There's a guy in the audience. I got sick one night last week, and I had a temperature of about 102. Wait a minute. Probably 102 temperature. No, I had a temperature. It was a flu going on in this town, and all my employees were dropping like flies. And I was in, they were in a room with me, you know, getting me dressed, and they breathed in my face. And so I caught the flu, and I missed one night, which I don't like to do. I've only missed about 6-7 nights in 19 years from illness. You know. That's...
Yeah. Right, Elvis.
Because to me, a germ is an enemy, and I hate the son of a bitch, and I'll fight it. You know, that's why I went to the hospital. Went to the hospital once in my life. Once in my life. And then I was on it for 3 days because they had a little bronchitis, bronchular trouble in the tubes. And they, you know how they do in a hospital, they check you for everything in the world, man. I mean, liver, you know, they'll find something wrong with you. They'll create something if you ain't got it. That guy took a liver biopsy. You know what a liver test is?
What, Elvis?
You know what a liver, you know what to do?
What?
The doctor comes in and says, "Don't look at me." Turns your head, takes a needle this long, goes, ah, right between your ribs, pulls out a piece of your liver. I swear to God, that's it. John, you know what I'm talking about.
John?
Yeah.
And so I said, ugh!
"Here's a piece of your liver."
He said, "I don't move for 24 hours. And here I was, I guess. Damn, what did he do to me? I was okay. I was getting well, and he come in and stabbed me.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I saw him in the corner of my eye because I can't help it. I'm trained that way. He looked like a samurai warrior. He said, "Gah!" Put that needle, man.
Saluted.
Fastest son I've ever seen in my life, wasn't it?
I love it when he's. You notice what I appreciate this time.
The germ always, is the enemy.
It's always something different with Elvis. It's his lack of words. You know, he does. The doctor comes in and bam, ooh, wow, yeah, Jack. I don't know, man. He takes a piece of my liver. I was starting to get away.
I'm going to do an Elvis Death Day show E to E coming up.
All right,
good.
Let's get into the mood as we go to break. Very briefly, let's just start talking about Elvis and his love of D-R-U-G-S.
Well, they were his downfall, unfortunately.
You say.
Shut up, Buzz.
Lamar Fyke says...
"We even when I'm fed his pills with sugar."
"Because I lived in Graceland, I saw more than some of the guys. Sure, people were drinking, including Elvis's mom. But she was also taking amphetamines."
Give me those pills, Elvis.
Elvis, you know, from now on, if his mom's referred to, the voice of Gladys Presley will be Walter Matthau.
Yeah. Well, here you go, Mike. Elvis got his first uppers from his mother.
Here you go, Elvis. Try these.
Thank you, Mama.
Try these on the side.
Oh, my Peter, Mama.
Yes. Calm down, boy.
Well, Elvis just got a hold of a whole bottle of Gladys's prescription of Dexedrine.
Whee! Who took my prescription?
Elvis got a hold of a whole bottle.
That's a lot.
Oh, I'll kill you!
He took two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then he took two or three more of them.
That's Elvis.
Then he said, God damn, I want to stay on this elevator for a while.
You're going to come down hard, Elvis.
Elvis used to get so damn ripped his teeth would chatter. I got to the point I couldn't even swallow one because it would stick in my throat because I took them with Elvis.
This kind of excites you, doesn't it, Buzz?
I'm intrigued. Tell me
Elvis,
more.
Elvis just loved the S out of pills. He loved what they did. Any pill. He would open a box of Bear aspirin and chew the whole goddamn bottle.
Jesus.
He thought those pills were the answer for everything. If anybody believed the medicine would shape the world, it was Elvis Presley.
Where are my amphetamines?
Hey, Mama.
Presley.
Hey, Mama, I brought some more socks home.
You steal my drugs after that laundry basket? You're gonna get you, Presley.
I love you, Mama.
I love you, son. Just stay out of my amphetamines.
Please clean my socks, Mama.
I'm not touching those. They're going out with the garbage. We'll put those with the garbage right away. Mama, you, Presley.
Make me a promise, Mama.
What's that, Elvis?
That you will not make grumpier old man.
It's too late. I've signed the contract. It doesn't matter. Now we're all dead.
Oh, Mama Gladys.
Yes, it's me. Your mama with the cotton panties. Yep.
Okay, God.
Wow.
Okay, now we've got more. What is this? Hold on a second. I am Bill Cosby, Eighth Degree Black. Oh, this is more stuff with him on stage.
Yeah. Is this when Cosby didn't show up for his... He introduces Cosby, right? And Cosby's right. Not in the audience.
Yeah. Mm. Let's hear that one.
Mm-hmm. He makes an implication, I believe, about Bill Cosby.
Anyway, when I got sick... A fellow volunteered his services to come in and fill in for me. He was way up north somewhere
working. Is that the Cosby tape?
Getting a TV show. He does so much. He volunteered to come in and work this show for me.
Yep.
And now that he's been here ever since, he'll open here tomorrow night. I'd like to thank him, Bill Cosby.
Now, Bill Cosby's not there.
Bill, where are you, buddy?
I'm embarrassed.
What? Where's Bill? I haven't seen Bill yet. Where's Cosby? You mean after that build-up that son of a bitch left? Well, the hell with him. I won't pay him anyway. No, I'm only kidding. No, he gets $10,000. I give him that whether he likes it or not. And stick it up his nose.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, that whole show, that's the show.
So he's implying, he's not just being silly. He's saying he'll stick it up his nose.
He
was
going to snort like cocaine.
I think that's
Jack.
What he was saying, yes. Yep. I've heard that.
That's the whole show that came from the drugs monologue and that monologue that we always play about.
That's all from one show, right?
Sure. Yeah.
In Vegas.
And one incredible night when he poured everything out.
Yep.
His fans called the show Desert Fire. Because it's like the most whacked out he ever got.
Yeah.
And Cosby was there and left.
Oh, really?
Because it was really a cringe-inducing night.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great, man.
Desert Fire, Jack.
I'm not going to sit here and leave all messed up and read some fashion book.
Where's my mama at?
I'm over here, Elvis. Standing by, sitting right next to Bill Cosby.
Mama.
Yes? Yes, Elvis?
I wish to nurse on your ample teats.
You can until my dying breath.
That's just not what I want to see.
Hey, Coquette, how you doing?
Putting $10,000 up my nose. Razzle-reezle, nose is on. You speak good English.
Someone get Richard Simmons on the phone for me. I would like 18 boxes of pralines, please.
Nothing like a praline, son. They're tasty and good for you.
Mama, why do my feet stink?
I don't know, but I'm not going to be by this washing machine again. I will not eat these. I mean, I'm pralines. I'm confused. I will not wash those socks.
Mama, why are you washing the pralines and eating my socks?
Mr. Cosby told me to.
Get down straight.
He's a cokehead.
I'll take $10,000 to Ben's Chili Bowl.
Yes, sirree, Cos. Pat Albert.
Well, I do believe that Ben's Chili Bowl was not even around. Are we talking about Ben's Chili Bowl in D.C.?
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Cosby's favorite restaurant.
Oh, that's right, Ben's Chili Bowl downtown. Damn it, I shouldn't have read it. I knew I shouldn't have read it.
As sometimes it is a curse to have Jackie the Jokeman here.
Just remember, if it's funny, Spiewag probably wrote it.
Not always, though.
Not always. That was not a home run there, Spiewag.
I love you, Mama.
I love you, Elvis, my little Elvis baby boy. Such a good baby boy with a drug problem and an eating disorder.
My sweet mama who gave me my first pills and let me look at her cotton panties.
I'll dance up on a chair and you'll see my panties.
Oh, my Peter, mama.
All right, ready for E2E.
Very good.
And this is a guy, the guy that we're going to talk to next on our Elvis Death Show, is a guy who has been on, he was like on Good Morning America, on the Today Show.
A real guy.
This guy is offering how much, Rob?
$3 million.
$3 million. For Elvis to show up and say, I am alive.
Oh, man. Wow.
And he's actually our correspondent in Memphis today. He's down there enjoying the weather.
Ah, very good.
We are ready to collect our money.
Yeah, man, we're here. You got two.
Here we are.
We have been like an amoeba and split in two.
Where's our $6 million?
Say hello to our mama.
Hello there, sons. Twin sons of the same mummy.
Oh, mother. If only my brother loved you the way that I do.
I know, son. Nobody loves me as much as you do. I don't like the other one anyway. I wish he had died in childbirth.
Didn't one of my siblings die that way, actually, Rob?
Yeah, Jesse, your twin.
Oh. My twin, my real-life twin, Mike.
Baby Jesse!
I want to say hi to baby Jesus.
You're my favorite, son. Baby Elvis, except you always vomit when I hit you with chairs.
I love it when you do me, Mama.
Wow.
Thank you, son.
And feed me your pills.
Yes, feed you pills and a cherry pie.
Now you're kind of sounding a little like W.C. Fields as well.
Again. Yes, sirree. Yes, yes. Gladys Presley standing by.
You're my mama.
Yes, sirree.
Have you ever heard of Pete Moss and Les Humans?
Yeah, I think it's going in that direction.
We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.